Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to
And They Were Roommates.
Oh my god, they were roommates.
And we're back. Hey guys.
Hi guys.
We are so excited to be back recording. It's been a while. We had to go home, obviously, for winter break. But now we're back in Oswego for our second semester of our freshman year.
That's crazy. I went through one already.
Time is flying by. Next thing you know, it's like, hey guys, this is our last podcast.
We're graduating. Stop.
So, our first week, we finished it today. What are your thoughts, Rose?
I had a very good first week. It was like everything like that you would expect from a first week. Syllabus, introduction, you know?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, in some of my classes, we started a little bit, but I didn't have homework like that. It was just like, oh, read this a little bit. But other than that, it was not overwhelming, which I'm really thankful for. How about you?
I feel like I didn't really get to ease into stuff. Like, we went, like, straight into things. We didn't really, like... Obviously, we went over the syllabus, but then a lot of my teachers, like, have given assignments and stuff. But I really like my classes. My professors are all really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, excited for the semester, kind of. And just, like... excited to see how the classes will turn out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But how are you feeling today, specifically? Like, are you...
I'm good. I've just been, like, working on, like, my planning and stuff. Because I did that last semester, and it really worked well for me. Like, I did all my assignments. Like, I was, like very on top of everything, so... And I usually, like, always use an agenda, like, middle school, high school, like, when they gave it to you. And it just works for me. So I guess, like... I don't know. That's my work. What's it called?
Work ethic.
Like, it helps me a lot to just be, like, organized.
Yeah, I definitely, like, try to sit down and, like, do what worked for me first semester. I think that's, like, the good thing that this is, like, a whole new start. Like, new classes, new people, new everything. So you can kind of take what you learned from last semester and apply it to this one.
Yeah.
So I guess that kind of, like, transitions into, like, what are your goals for this semester?
I guess my goals are, like, to have, like, similar, if not better grades first semester. Because, like, first semester, I'm going to be honest, like, I started slacking near the end. Like, I got really tired. I don't know. It was, like, weird. I don't know. Like, my energy was just gone. But this semester, I'm hoping that, like, I can push through the whole time and I won't wait till the last minute. Because, like, that's something that I would do a lot last semester, like, towards the end in particular. But I said that mad weird. In particular. But,
Do you know that one?
Yeah.
In particular.
Yeah.
No, I definitely, for this semester, like what you said, like, get better grades or, like, at least achieve what I did last semester. I think I just want to feel more, like, secure in the content.
Yeah.
And, like, even though I would procrastinate, I kind of just want to, like, structure myself better so that I'm not, like, rushing to do everything Sunday night.
Yep.
But, like, a lot of my classes this semester, things are due, like, at different times. Like, some are due during the week. Some are due, like, Friday. Others are... Not the fridge. Others are due, like, Tuesday, so I really can't leave it for last minute. So I have to actually, like, stick to the plan.
Yeah.
But,
Are you gonna add anything?
No, I don't think so. I think those are my... I guess another goal would be, like, have a little less drama this semester.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We do not speak about anything that happened for semester.
But definitely, like, have a more, like stop worrying so much about what people think about me and just, like, really have fun with, like, all the... Sorry, guys. There's people knocking loud to east. Come on. But, definitely, like, just feel more, like, secure in myself and, like, have fun with the friendships that I've already established and stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, what feels different already about this semester? We've only been here for a week, but definitely things feel, like, a little different.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna add something from the first thing. Like, one thing, another goal is that I really want to make sure that this is the major that I want to be in. Because honestly, like, first semester was, like, all gen ed and all stuff like that.
Definitely.
So you don't really know. But this semester, I have, like, more psychology classes, more stuff I need for my major. So it's gonna be, like, this is, like, when you decide. Like, Okay.
That's my definitely.
Like, going back to what you said, what feels different? I don't know. I feel like the first week, I was way more nervous, like, the first week of the first semester, because, like, I've never been in college before. Like,
right.
Like, and everyone tells you that it's, like, a whole different ballpark, so, like, you don't know what to expect. But, honestly, I was fine in the end, and I really think that this is, like, how this semester's going to. So, I'm thankful for that, but, yeah, I don't know. I have different friends now, yeah. So that's what's different, too.
It feels, like, a little more, like, established, I guess, because when we got here in the beginning, the first week was not only, like, us getting used to college, like, class-wise,
but
we
were also
getting,
people.
Yeah, we were getting used to, like, living here, getting used to each other, getting used to everything, and now, like, I come back, and it's, like, you're back home, kind of, like, you have your people, and you're hanging out. I felt like I, like, jumped straight into, like, going to meet up with friends and stuff like that, so I've been, like, trying to figure out the balance between, like, doing my schoolwork and, like, being social and stuff. But it definitely feels a little more, like, familiar, which is nice.
Yeah.
What's not familiar is the weather.
Yeah. I don't know about this weather right now. I can deal with, like, I just stuttered so hard. I can deal with, like, the snow and stuff.
Yeah. But this
but
is
the
different.
Slush?
The slush is terrible.
Oh, my God. I've almost gotten taken out by the slush, like, 5 times. I'm like, bro, I cannot keep my balance.
It's... I went, one of my classes, one day I had only one class, so I was like, oh, I'm just gonna wear my Vans, like, it's whatever, and I made a new friend, and we're walking out of the class, and I almost slip, and I grab onto my new friend, I'm like, I'm so sorry, we don't know each other like that, and she's like, it's fine, I would rather you, like, grab onto me than fall, but I felt so bad.
That's mad funny.
It's terrible out there, like, make sure you have some good shoes. It's cold, the wind.
Yeah, layer or whatever you gotta do.
Yeah.
I just hate, oh my God, the weather change. Like, the climate changes every time you go into a freaking building,
I
bro.
Know. I think you were, like, saying, like, are we allowed to say Satan's butthole on the podcast? But you said, like, the first day, you're like, I hope my classes aren't, like, Satan's butthole.
Yeah.
Because it's super cold outside, and then when you go inside the class, it's, like,
it's really hot. It's like, no, like, drastic change either.
Like,
I mean, it's not, like,
class.
What's it called? It's not, like, you don't ease into the change either. It's just, like, freezing cold, and then it's, like, sweltering hot.
And then that makes you sick. So
and, yeah, like, my nose be running, and I'm, like, ugh. And then my mask, oh, my God, that's one of the worst things about walking in the snow, is your mask gets, like, all the condensation
it's, like,
and everything.
Humid.
And then you come inside, and your mask feels all wet, and it's, like, ew.
No, it's definitely something to get used to. We're island girls. This is not island girl. but it's, like, definitely different. But we're getting used to it. It's only first week. So I guess we should, like, kind of reflect a little more on first semester. What's a lesson that you learned from it?
A lesson that I learned was, like, follow literally everything that your teacher tells you. Like, like, if you're like, oh, my friend said this, and I'm pretty sure that's right, bro, ask the teacher, because if you do something wrong, bro, there's, like, no remorse.
No.
It's like, but I told you to do it. It's like, oh, but my friend said this. Oh, so you weren't paying attention. And
right.
It's like,
right. And it's like, everything is kind of on you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, oh, I forgot to do this assignment. Can I have some, like, makeup time? There's like, okay, well, why'd you forget? It's like, oh, well, you didn't remind me. I'm like, well, you don't have to be reminded. It's on the syllabus. It's on this and this and that.
Yeah.
It's kind of on you to make sure you know when everything is.
Yeah, that's why I have a planner, because I'm like, every teacher has their, like, syllabus and stuff. I just write it in, and I'm like, I'm good to go.
I always feel anxious, though. I always feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah.
But it'll be fine. I think a lesson I learned, I'm trying to think. It's definitely, like, stop overthinking things so much. There was a lot of, I want to say, childish situations that occurred first semester. And it's, like, it's pretty obvious, like, that's going to happen. It's freshman year. It's things like that.
Yeah, and some people don't grow out of their middle school phase,
no.
So it sucks. But
no,
either
definitely.
Way.
But I think it's, like, it's okay to be friends with people and not be friends with people.
Yeah.
But,
it's okay to be picky, too.
Yeah. But I think I've definitely learned that, the people that do, like, reach out to you and do, like, obviously express that they care about you, like, those are the type of people that you should, like, gravitate towards, I guess. Because, like, I don't know, like, it just shows more that they, like, appreciate you as a friend. And, mm-hmm. like, you should do that, too. It shouldn't be, like, one-sided.
Right.
But, like, besides friendship-wise, I learned to get out of my comfort zone a lot. In terms of, like, just regular things, like, maybe wearing an outfit that was a little more, like, out of my comfort zone, or, like, dyeing my hair, or just things like that.
Oh my god, yeah, hair update, too.
Hair updates. We dyed our hair, like, the second day we were...
Bro, the second day that we were here, Ellen was like, do you want to dye my hair now? And I was like, of course. Yeah. So, now she's... Purple. Yeah. It covered her highlights. It looks really cool. She has purple highlights. Yeah.
I feel like I'm fulfilling my childhood dreams. But
yeah.
It's just like things like, and Rose dyed her hair too. Yeah. It has a little peekaboo moment. Yeah. Like we're starting the first semester strong with some with a makeover. Yeah. But I definitely learned like simple things like that. Like just if you want to dye your hair. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, my mom will freak out for a little bit, but then...
Like, they're so many miles away, like...
It's not that harmful. As long as you're not, like, dead on the street, like...
Yeah, as long as you're not doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, like, it's all right.
Like, it's okay to experiment with yourself. Yeah. Like, that's exactly what we're saying, yeah.
But, I think that's... I guess, like, that's what I learned from first semester. Definitely get involved. There's, like, so many things on campus to do.
Yeah.
There's so many activities and, like, ways to meet people.
Yeah.
And also, like, I guess I learned if I'm not feeling good, I have to reach out to someone. Whether it be, like, Rose or my friends or even going to the school counselor. Like, it definitely helped a lot. So, I guess, like, be more vocal about what I need and when. But, yeah. Is that it for what you learned for first semester?
Yeah, honestly, it's, like, yeah, the friend thing, too, like, you have to be picky, like, it's not a matter of, like, it's okay to be picky, like, you should be picky, like, right. Some people are just not worth your time and energy,
because
they just don't put in what you give out, and it sucks, like, it doesn't, like, you mostly hear this about, like, relationships, but, like, it applies to friendships, right. too, so it's, like, it kind of hurts more, I guess, especially because if they're, like, like, an example, my boyfriend, bro, he lives in Buffalo. Damn, my voice is cracked. He lives in Buffalo, and he'll come visit me. That's, like, 2.5 hours away. Like, he lives in Buffalo. He goes to school in Buffalo. And he puts in the effort to do that, right?
Right.
So...
And he still reaches out for you at, like most of the day, even if he's not here, like, checks up on you and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I'm saying is, like, if one of your friends literally lives, like, down the hall, a floor under you, and they're not reaching out to you, like, bro, I understand some people are busy, but if you don't give a heads up and just expect everything to be fine after that, it's like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
You know?
And you also have to, like, think about it, like, on your terms, too. Like, if they're not reaching out, think, okay, have I reached out? Because, you know, you can't be, like, selfish. But if you realize that you did your part and they're not, then, you know, it's not worth it. But, I guess that's more of, like, what we learned from, like, I guess negative experiences. But positive-wise, like, what was your favorite memory or favorite memories from first semester?
My favorite memory? Like, of anything?
Of anything, it could be.
My favorite memory...
It could be a couple, it could be, like, just one, like, whatever.
I think a really good memory was, I don't know, I really liked, like, going to, like, our friends' dorms and, like, just doing stuff there. Like, those are really good memories. Like, when we go to Mia's room, it's, like,
we just hang out. Vivica,
Damari, Nolan, Sierra.
Mm-hmm. I was writing this down earlier, and I literally said to myself, I was like, damn, I don't remember what I did yesterday. Like, how am I going to remember what happened first semester? But when we started talking, about, like, hair, I was like, I remember that first time when we dyed our hair, and we stayed up till, like, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Trying to...
That was so freaking fun.
Yeah. So we literally... We're, like, in the bathroom, like, dyeing our hair, and Rose did her hair half pink, half green, and then I had, like, some pink streaks in my hair, And the green washed out fine, but the pink was staining the whole bathroom. So we stayed up so late, like, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning everything, because the whole bathroom was pink. And then we just stayed up. We did, like, henna on each other. Like, do you remember that? And it was just, like, a nice bonding moment. Or, like, bonding moments with Rose. I, like, remember, like, we painted rocks together.
That was so fun.
We did yoga together.
It was, like, remember? So serene, too. I know. Yeah.
We were playing, like, music. And we did yoga once.
Yeah, that was fun. That was mad funny. We did not know how to do some of those poses.
That was terrible. I think one of us probably farted. And then, I'm trying to think. When we cooked, bro, that was...
The horchata?
Yeah, but then also the, like, chicken noodle soup and the tostadas.
Yeah, that was fun.
We cooked for the first time. That was fun. I'm trying to think what else, like, I really liked.
I remember when Yumi and Mia took that picture over there.
Oh, yeah, that was the torch ceremony. That was a really fun.
A few hours for me.
Torch light ceremony.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
That was when I was sick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I felt so bad. Rose was, like, throwing up so many times in the first few days here.
Literally for no good reason. I got food poisoning.
It was food, definitely. The food is always interesting. When we went to see Clifford... That was fun.
That was so cute, bro. Oh, my God. We were all trying not to cry. Like, our 18-year-old
selves.
I
was crying.
Yeah, I was, like, tearing up a bit. I was, like... And then I would wipe a tear, and I'm, like, I hope no one saw that.
It was really fun that we went out into town.
Yeah. No, pizza. That whole day was really fun.
Yeah.
The pizza slapped for no good reason, bro.
It was so good. I think it's because we just hadn't ate, like, pizza, like, good pizza in a while. Yeah. So when we did... It was
the great. Wings were bussing too, bro. Oh my gosh.
Did I try wings? I don't know.
It was so cozy in there. It was like little, but it was nice.
It was, I don't know. We have to go back. But, and we saw Christmas lights that day too.
And we took pictures with the little like face cutout things.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. That was so fun. We have to do it again. But, I think just like first semester had so, like, doing like karaoke in Brooke and Kat's room. Like, that's always fun. I literally did karaoke earlier this week in Mia's room, so sorry to North if you heard me. That was embarrassing. Damari was getting sturdy to Old Town Road. It was very funny. But, I think just, like, memories with friends are things that you, like, remember. Okay. So, to, like, finish up the episode, we always do, like, our little question segment. Rose, obviously... You've been dorming with me how many months now? August, September, October, November, kind of some of December. Like, a while, a minute.
Like, four months.
Yeah, it's been
a minute.
I would
say a good 4 months.
So I think Rose knows me pretty well now, and I know Rose well, too. So we're gonna see.
I'm nervous. You're putting me in the hot seat, bro?
Who knows me better questions? Let's see. All right, Rose. What is my birthday?
August 16, 2003.
Your birthday is August 13, 2003.
Yo, what the freak? She was not confident.
Not because... Nah. Okay. Yeah, I was scared.
Okay. Yo, no cap, me too. I just didn't show it.
Let's see. Okay, what is my favorite TV series?
New Girl.
Yeah. I always
that's mine.
Your favorite TV series?
I'll give you...
Give me a hint.
Okay. Let me look at my Netflix real quick.
Okay.
And she's then like, I'll give you, like... I'll give you top three. I'll give you three, and then you choose which one you think it is.
Okay,
gotcha. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Okay, so there's Supernatural.
Okay.
Are we counting, like, anime?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hunter x Hunter. And then... I don't know.
So it's between those two?
And I don't know. And you. There you go.
Okay. So I have never heard you talk about Supernatural or you, but you have like a bunch of like shirts and stuff with Hunter x Hunter stuff, and you literally mentioned Hunter x Hunter to me earlier today, so I'm gonna say Hunter x Hunter. Okay.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Alright.
Yeah, I mean, I just got the U-books. The three.
There are books?
Yeah, there's books!
I thought it was just a movie. I mean,
no, it's based off of the books, so.
Damn,
yeah. I mean, new is, like, fairly new, so I don't really know.
Gotcha.
And I'm not, like, that, like, like, oh my god, what's next? Like, I don't know. Hunter x Hunter, I've been watching for a while. I have not finished it. Andrew and I have to get on that, but yeah. And what else did I say?
Supernatural.
I stopped watching a while ago, and I've been trying to like finish it, but there's so many seasons.
Yeah, it's a very long show.
Yeah, I used to love it though. Like, I have a bunch of Supernatural stuff in my room at home.
Yeah, I think I saw when I went. Let's see.
Your parents would be like, would see it and be like, "Is this the devil's stuff?" Because of how they have like Pentico.
I know. What is my middle name?
It's Jesenia.
Yes. Your middle name is Marilyn, because yes, your whole family calls you that, so yeah. All right, you can pick some.
Okay, I'll pick some. I think this is a good one for me. How many tattoos and piercings do I have?
All right, so you got one tattoo.
Yeah.
And it's Blossom from Powerpuff Girls.
Yes.
But I know you want more.
Yeah, for sure.
Piercings, let me not look at you right now. You got a nose piercing.
Yeah.
You have your ears pierced.
Yes.
And I want to say you have, like, one more hole on your ears.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two holes on each ear, and then my nose is pierced. But I'm trying to get more piercings too.
I got nothing pierced because
yeah,
she's a child of God. Well.
Okay, you have zero tattoos.
Zero tattoos. I have a bunch of birthmarks, so.
And negative piercings. Okay. Favorite color. Like, let's be specific. Specific. Or kind of specific.
Okay. Rose is a green girl. She yeah, loves green. I'm gonna say, like, a sage or emerald green is your favorite.
Sage.
Sage.
Yeah. Okay. And I would say yours is lilac purple.
Yes.
Okay, this is a good one. We just talked about it.
Okay.
Shoe size.
Okay. You said, like, 7, 7.5, but, like, more 7.5 than 7. So, like, you're... Because I know you're just, like, a little bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll say, like, 7.5.
Hello for... Yeah. My shoes are 7.5, but I'm like, leaning toward an 8,
okay,
not down.
Okay.
You do that. You lean down. You're 7, yeah. 7.5. Yeah. See, we know each other.
Yeah, we do. Okay. I guess, like without looking at the questions,
yeah.
What's, like, a weird habit that I have, like, since you, like, live with me?
A weird habit that you have?
Or, like, just a habit that you've, like, noticed.
You don't sleep with your stuffed animals on your bed. You sleep with, like, one. Which, I sleep with all of them on
there. I choose, like, one for the
night. Yeah, it's, like, it's not weird. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't do it. It's different to me. I guess also, like, stress cleaning. I don't know. Because I'm like, cleaning makes me stress, bro.
No, I love cleaning. Like, I don't mind, like, doing the, like,
yeah,
room cleaning stuff or even laundry. Like, I'm fine with that. For you, I see you, like, organizing your stuff, like, very meticulously.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what else? You can fall asleep, like, in any clothes.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, I need to change everything. Like, Rose, like, literally, she'll sit down and she'll knock out on jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sometimes you'll knock out, like, literally, like, with your phone in your hand.
I, like, funny, knock out mid-task.
Literally.
Bro, it's I should funny get that checked out.
You got narcolepsy?
Yeah, nah.
Like, that one Victoria's episode.
Oh, my God.
The narcoleptic guy. Nah, but, besides that, I don't think there's, like, anything, like, super weird that you do.
Yeah, no.
I guess, like, what's your favorite thing about being roommates?
The fact that I'm never alone, basically. Because it's, like, yeah, sure, I can have the room to myself for yeah, a bit. But it's, like, I always know you're going to come back.
Exactly. If I like, don't, that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I always know that I have someone to rely on. Like,
right,
you literally did my laundry the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was in class.
And I didn't mind. Like,
yeah.
I think for me, it's, like, if I ever need a good laugh or, like, someone to talk to, like, there's literally nothing that's TMI anymore. I literally...
Yeah, no.
I asked you the other day, I was, like, I was gonna say something, I was, like, is it TMI? I was, like, no. So, I just... Cause I just think it's, like, we just, like, connect. And, like,
yeah,
we can just laugh about anything. Like, I'll just look yeah at her, and we just start laughing.
Yeah.
So,
it's a really different
nice
bond.
Yeah, it's really yeah nice to have that, like, in such a... place that's far yeah from home.
I feel like we're very fortunate because we've heard so many stories about like people and their roommates and like not getting along.
Definitely.
And it's like we went out on a limb, but
yeah,
it ended up all right. It ended up even better than all right.
Yeah, I remember, like, my 12th grade government teacher, Mr. Rooney, I told him, because he knew you too.
Yeah, we had class.
I was telling him, like, oh, I'm going to room with Rose, and he was like, well, that can either go two ways. You guys are going to become best friends, and it's going to be really great, or you're going to fight all the time, and you're never going to want to talk again.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that it went towards, like, being, like, best friends and, like, actually, like, enjoying our time together.
Yeah, everyone, like, they're like, oh, so you guys know where you guys are going next year? Like, they didn't even ask, oh, who are you rooming with? Like, they already know that we're going to room with each other.
Exactly. People just know. We just come in a pair. If I go somewhere, they're like, oh, where's
Rose? Oh, I didn't tell you, but Maria called me Ellen, like, 5 times the other time. She's like, I'm so sorry. I know that you're Rose, but I keep saying Ellen.
It's because we're brown.
Yeah. Nah, it's because we're literally always together.
Yeah. And I literally tell her, like, that person probably thought we were sisters. So.
Nah, literally.
Yeah, but I'm just, like, I'm really happy to have Rose again my second semester.
Yeah,
I would honestly cry if I had anybody
else. I'm
really
glad to. Yeah, because honestly, that change would be even more, like, different. Because it's, like,
yeah,
it's not even meeting a new, like, person, I guess.
It's, like, doing a whole, like,
recap. Because, like, you already started school and you have friends. And it's, like, imagine. Exactly. Like, that's kind of, I don't know.
So, I think that's it for our first episode of the second semester. Our 8th episode.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So, we will talk to you so you'll listen to us talk next week whenever we come back.
Thank you. Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on And They Were Roommates.
Oh my god, they were